Then I want to start with the continue with the Surah Durabonon of Basar B'Cholov. And the main one is not eating meat after milk, even though there are also instances where you're not allowed to eat milk after meat. I mean, for example, the other way around, right? Okay. I knew there was something there. Yeah, can't eat milk after meat, and sometimes you can't eat meat after milk, certain kinds of milk, but that we're not going to get to right away. Speak tonight about the general time limit, not all the details of what kind of meat and whatever, but the general principle of how long a person has to wait after meat before he can eat milk, and what you have to do in between or whatever. So the source for not eating milk after meat is a Gemara in Chulin. And the Gemara says that Mar Ukva would not eat meat and milk at the same meal, but he would wait to eat milk after meat at the next meal. So there are two different shitas of what that means. The Rambam and some other Rishonim learn that what it means is that he would wait the time that normally people wait between meals. And it used to be, where that was in the time of the Gemara, people used to eat their main daytime meal in the sixth hour, and then eat the next meal 6 hours later. So therefore the Rambam and other Rishonim hold that what the Gemara means to say is that he would wait 6 hours between meat and milk. And that's where the Indian of 6 hours came from. And the Shulchan Aruch, the Beis Yosef, passages like that, that you have to wait 6 hours, min hadin, halacha-wise. Tosus says a different shot. Tosus says it means literally that he didn't eat them at the same meal. And what you had to do is bench. So it's a different meal, right, between meals. You have to wash your mouth out with a liquid, chew something, what's it called, a solid, not vegetables, some kind of solid food, and wash your mouth out, and what's it called, and that's all that's necessary. And then you can eat milk immediately after meat, as long as it's in a different meal. And you washed out your mouth, and you ate something solid.
An apple be considered something solid?
An apple is it's hard. Not talking about cooked vegetables, whatever, too soft.
And change the table.
What?
And change the table.
No, talk about when you're eating. Right? You have to change the, what's it called? Changing the table has nothing to do with this halacha. Right? This halacha has to do with when you eat, how you eat it, what you eat it on, a different story. But you can't eat the same meal. Let's eat it. The different meal means you finish that meal, and you benched, and you, what's it called, washed your mouth out, and ate something solid in between. That's pariv, and that's enough. That's the Tosfos, and the Ramah paskens like that. They don't have to wait 6 hours. The Ramah, however, says that you have to wait 1 hour. 1 hour. And that, the Gros says, the Makor for that is a Zohar. The Zohar says you have to wait an hour. Because the Gemara doesn't speak about it. Either the Gemara says next meal, meaning immediately after that, just at a different meal, or it means 6 hours. There's nowhere it says anything about 1 hour. So the Ramah says 1 hour, and he gets it from the Zohar. Okay. According to the Ramah, you have to wait an hour, you have to wash your mouth out, you have to eat something solid in between. According to the Rambam, you don't have to wash your mouth out, you don't have to eat anything solid, you just have to wait 6 hours. Okay, so there's a kula in the Rambam also, in that if you wait 6 hours, you don't have to do the other things. Okay, their halacha is for Sfaradim, they have to wait 6 hours, that's Mikra Adin. For Ashkenazim, we're passing like the Ramah, it's enough to wait an hour, and what's it called, and to, there here you have to eat something solid and wash your mouth out.
It have to be a separate meal?
What do you mean a separate meal?
You have to bench and end the meal during 1 hour.
Yeah, you have to also, that's what David said, you can't eat it at the same meal mamish, meaning that you have to change the tablecloth or whatever. It has to be another meal. It can't be just a continuation of that first meal, just that you benched in between and whatever.
If I wait 6 hours, I need to bench?
What?
If I wait 6 hours, meat and milk, I need to bench?
If you wait 6 hours, pashtus, yes, but really it should be that you shouldn't have to. It's no different than the... But pashtus, you have to bench in between also. If you either forgot to bench whatever, wait 6 hours is also okay.
What about the gold? The gold, do you need to do this?
The what?
The gold, do you need to wait 6 hours? Like,
the what?
Do you need even to wait 6 hours? Like
girls? Yeah, girls are human beings just like everybody else. They're Jewish also, and they have to wait 6 hours too.
As long as
right? You mean children or women?
Who cares, but as long as come, huh?
No, that's not... Zman Grom is only by Mitzvah Saseh, not by Mitzvah Lo Saseh. The women aren't allowed to murder people either. Okay. So now for Ashkenazim, the minig ha'olam has become, but it's only a minig, to wait 6 hours. Therefore, Ashkenazim, there are leniencies in waiting 6 hours, which we'll see. That sometimes you don't have to wait 6 hours. For Sfardim, those leniencies many times don't apply because they hold it's Ikar Adin that you have to wait 6 hours. Okay, now therefore there is a makor for 6 hours and there's a makor for 1 hour. Where did 3 hours come from? So what's it called? People who of Dutch descent, right, wait 1 hour. German descent have somehow 3 hours, and it's not clear where that makor is. Some say that the makor is the same makor of 6 hours, except in short days, people used to eat their next meal 3 hours later. It was like the shortest duration between meals was 3 hours because of the shortness of the day. They ate their main meal in the midday, and then the night meal was 3 hours later. So there is such a thing that that's considered the time between meals, 3 hours. And therefore, since that is the minimum time, that's called between meals, and that's where they got 3 hours. Really, Vlioshev holds it, really, that's a minig tos, 3 hours. And he holds it, even if a person has such a minig family, they shouldn't keep it. But the mice, most poskim hold not like that, that it's a legitimate minig, 3 hours, right? And... what's it called? The person who has that minig can keep it. It's no worse than the Ramos 1 hour, right? Even though the minig ha'olam, even Ashkenazim, is to wait 6 hours, if you have a specific minig, not like that, so then you can rely on that minig too. So therefore there are those basically four shitas. One shita that halachically you have to wait 6 hours, and that's it. Second shita is halachically you only have to wait 1 hour. The third shita, halachically, you have to wait 3 hours. And the minig ha'olam is to wait 6 hours, unless you have a specific minig of 1 hour or 3 hours, you come from German or Dutch descent. Now, somebody who has a minig, like Germans, and it's a woman, and she marries a man who keeps 6 hours, so if her husband is machbit, she has to keep 6 hours. If he's not makbid on her, then she only has to, she can continue her minig of keeping 3 hours. However, if it's going to cause chinuch problems in the family, right, where the children are going to be confused, then it's better she change her minig and keep the husband's minig. Okay, a man can't change his minig to go like his wife. A wife can change her minig to go like the husband, unless the husband is not makbid. So a woman who marries a man who keeps 3 hours or 1 hour, and she normally kept 6 hours, can change her minig and keep 3 hours or 1 hour, unless her husband's not machbid, that she keeps 6 hours, and then she can keep the 6 hours if she wants. But if she doesn't want, and the husband either is machbid, right, or he isn't machbid, but she doesn't want to change, she wants to change her minig, she can adopt the minig of her husband, only wait 1 hour, if they're Dutch, or 3 hours, whatever.
And then he'll divorce her.
Yeah, whatever. Okay.
That's can or should.
Can or should what?
Change to three or one.
Most times that she should change to his minig because it just makes things in the house more shalom bayis, because there's less problems of some people waiting this time and some people waiting that time and children getting confused. So there should be one minig in the family. And the woman should conform to the husband's minhag.
His father can change to Ashkenazi, Svardim can change.
Who keeps 6 hours, right, marries a woman, Svardi, who marries a man who only keeps 3 hours, Mistama, she can also, it's a Dindrabana. I'm not sure. Okay. Now we said for Ashkenazim, since the 6 hours by Ashkenazim is only a minig, right? It's a chumrah, because the halacha is like the Ramah that only 1 hour is necessary. So since it's only a minig, so in minhagim there are kulas. For instance, v'makom choli. Normally you have to be pretty sick to what's it called to be matur in issur d'rabbanan or whatever. But in order to be matur a minig, the minig was never accepted in v'makom choli, and therefore if somebody has a medical reason why they have to wait less time between milk and meat, then they can wait an hour. People have medical reasons or whatever, even if it's not serious illness, but a medical reason why they have to eat milk after meat, they can wait an hour, wash out their mouth, eat something solid, and have milk fix. That's one thing.
If it's makom choli already, why 1 hour? Why can't it just be?
No, because since the Ramah says that the halacha is 1 hour, so at least that amount. Right? The Ramah ba'pi hazohar, he brings down la halacha, passing la halacha. Okay.
What about children?
What? Children, oh, let me get the children. Yeah, 1 second. And therefore, a nursing woman who has to drink milk often or whatever, and can't wait 6 hours, can also wait 1 hour, okay? Children, so basically children up to 3 years old, okay, don't have to wait at all. And they can, if it's beneficial to the child, the child needs, or the child's throwing a tantrum or something, you can give the child milk immediately after meat. They don't have to make a bracha achrona, they don't have to wash out their mouth, they don't have to... Normally we don't give a child something osser, even a child that's not of educational age. But here the thing's not osser, the milk's not osser, it's just the close proximity to the meat that makes it osser, and therefore it's okay to give the child milk. That's up till 3 years old, if there's a necessity. A child that's three, right, and older, should be trained to wait an hour. And then slowly but surely, from 3 till about 6, to be trained a little bit longer, until at 6 they should start waiting 6 hours. However, if there's a reason why the child has to have milk, or the child is throwing a tantrum, and he's even as older as 6, then up till 9 or 10, you can still be somech on this kula, and as long as they wait in an hour is enough. Okay. If the child's sick, obviously, right, or sickly, or needs it because he has a special diet or something, then he has to go do the same din as a chola, and surely can only wait, is allowed to wait only an hour. Okay. Another exception is, if by mistake, in the middle of the 6 hours, you made a bracha on something milchik. And if you will not eat it, it'll be a bracha levatol. Then it says b'feirush that if it's at least an hour afterwards, you definitely eat a little bit, and that's it. You can't eat more than that. Just eat enough to that the bracha should be chalon. Once you ate milchiks, doesn't mean now it's mutter, and you can continue eating milchiks. So if you ate fleishiks and 3 hours later by mistake you ate milchiks, you can't continue eating milchiks till another 3 hours. And he brings down an interesting case here. He said, what's really hard cheeses, you have to wait 6 hours between that kind of cheese and meat. So if somebody, 3 hours after he ate meat, ate hard cheese by mistake, So now he's both milchik and fleishik and can't eat meat or milk. So for the next 3 hours, he's only allowed to eat parim. And then after the 3 hours is up, he can eat milchiks again. But he can't, what's so quick, he can eat fleishiks again. He can eat milchiks again, but not fleishiks. Okay. So it's possible to be milchik and fleishik at the same time where you're not allowed to eat meat or milk.
Okay. Even if you made a bracha in the situation that we just said, where you made the bracha and then you realize that you're still fleishik or something, can you find something else with the same bracha, like really fast?
No, it depends if the thing was in front of you and if you had in mind such a thing to eat. If it's not in front of you, didn't have in mind, then the bracha can't go on that other thing. And then, what?
You had
two things. One was milchik and one was parif, and they had the same bracha, right? So then you just eat the one that's the other one that was in front of you. But if it wasn't in front of you, you didn't have it in mind, just to go stop looking for something that the bracha should be chal on, it doesn't help.
Because even in the first hour, you should eat it.
What?
Because even in the first hour, you should eat it.
Oh, so in the first hour, probably the same svara applies. That in the first hour you also should since the bracha levatale is a clear issur d'rabbanan, and this is only al pi zohar, right, even though the Ramah paskins that hour, right, but it's al pi kabbalah, it's not, there's no pekodesh or chazal that says it, and here bracha levatale is official, and it could be even issur d'oraisa, so therefore it's better to eat.
This is not only six
hours
is not
because
you have sick basar
in
your teeth and
we'll see. We're
going to
see the reason
yeah,
for
when
it.
When you eat cheese, now it's finished.
What?
When you eat again, cheese.
That doesn't help. Eating the milchiks is not mevatel the fleishiks. Okay. Okay. So that is the. So that's basically the makor of the different shitas of how long you have to wait, and based on that, whether there are exceptions where there's a makom hatzorech, which we went through. Okay, well, next time we'll go through how you measure the 6 hours. Some people wait into the 6th hour, or full 6 hours. When do you start counting the 6 hours from, or whatever? That we'll get to next time, and then what kind of milchiks and what kind of fleishiks, right? In other words, if you didn't eat meat, but you had potatoes with gravy, right, or you had some potatoes cooked in a meat pot, does that make you fleishik? All that we have to learn. And what kind of milchiks can't you eat? Right, something cooked in a milchik pot, something with mamish milchiks in it, whatever. And where's the cases where milchiks will make you wait 6 hours? What kind of cheeses, hard cheeses, whatever, that we'll also have to get to.